with the starting lineup.
Leading off and playing shortstop will be Tony Kubek. Batting in the second position and playing left field, Bob Sir. Out in center field hitting third is Mickey Mantle. Hitting in the cleanup spot and playing first base will be the Moose, Bill Scarron. Playing right field in place of the ailing Roger Maris, and batting fifth will be Yogi Berra. Elston Howard doing the catching and hitting in the sixth position. Playing third base and batting seventh will be Cletus Boyer. Bobby Richardson hitting in the eighth spot and playing second base. And as we told you, doing the pitching and batting ninth, the right-hander Bill Stafford. For the Boston Red Sox, leading off playing second base, Pete Runnels. Willie Sasby will be the center fielder, batting second. Playing left field and hitting in the third position, Ted Williams. In the cleanup spot will be Vic Wirtz playing first base. Frank Malzone will be batting fifth and playing third base. Doing the catching, hitting in the sixth position, Jim Pagliarone. In right field, batting seventh, will be Lou Clinton. Don Button is the shortstop, batting eighth, and doing the pitching and batting ninth will be Billy Muffet. They have broken up the huddle at home plate. And there go the Red Sox out on the field. Muffet goes out to the mound. The public address announcer getting ready to make the announcement. We'll now have our national anthem.
August, the Atlantic Refining Company and your local Atlantic dealer will be sponsoring the exciting 1960 Summer Olympics.
Now, speaking about things that are very good and a fellow I enjoyed listening to, even though I was lying in bed, the voice of the Yankees, Mel Allen.
Hello there, everybody. Well, that's a good way. Except that I'm sorry you were ill, Phil. We certainly missed you and delighted that you're back. Many people wrote and asked how you were. Many people asked. Certainly delighted that you're back in action, though not yet quite on the beam.
Right.
And by that I mean Phil could have taken another few days off, but he's anxious to get back in action. Tony Kubek leading off. Right-hander Billy Muffet with a record of 4-2, pitching some good ball, delivers high, ball one. Beats the Tigers 8-4 and 1-0 in successive starts July 31st and August 7th. The right-hander's pitch is outside for ball. Beat the Yankees 9-5 in relief July 10th in his only appearance against them. Sox after the season began. His first appearance in the warm is June 25th. The next delivery is outside, ball three. Three balls, no strike. strike, batting 287, which is a strike. A 3-1 count on Tony. Sox right-hander delivers, and it's outside for ball four, and Kubek draws a walk, open for New York. Now coming to bat is Bob Serb, hitting 236. Williams is in left, Cassidy in center, Luke Clinton in right,
Frank Malzahn in third,
Don Button short, Pete Ronald second, Vic Wirtz first, Jim Pagliarone back of the plate, and Billy Muffet ready to work. Throw over to first, and Kubek is back. Muffet pitched for the Cards and Giants previously in the National League, was purchased from Minneapolis June 22nd. Here's the delivery, swung on foul, back out of play up onto the roof. Strike one. Crusetti coaching at third, and Ralph Houck at first. Outfield around to the left. There goes the pitch, and it's outside for a ball. Mickey Mantle on deck, and Bill Scarron to follow. To the stretch. Kubek with the lead. Here's the delivery. Swung on line into left field. Williams comes fast and one hands the glove. And the throw to first is on a double Kubek. It hits him. It hits him and he gets back safely. Ted Williams raced in, made a one hand pick up, grabbed the ball off the top of the grass. He did not grab it, he caught it. Fired on the first. Kubek was running and was all the way down to second. And would have been an easy double play victim at first. But Ted's throw, which was a true one, happened to have hit Kubek in the back and bounded away, and so he's able to return to first. Sort of like the play that Maris made the other day from right field on Seavers in Chicago. Beautiful throw that had him beaten, but hit Seavers just as he was sliding. Ted Williams with a sparkling play. Here's Mickey Mantle. Swings and hits the bouncer to second. Runnels up with it. Throws to second for one. Fourth out at second. Two away, and up comes Bill Scarron, hitting 316. Mantle is batting 273. The veteran Ted Williams drawing the plaudits of the crowd with a sparkling running one-hand grab of Bob Serb's labeled base hit. And he almost turned it into a double play. Certainly, he changed the complexion of this inning. Two outs and one off. The pitch is a slow curve in there for a strike. Pete Ronald is shaded well over towards second. Throw over to first. Mantle's on the bag. It to the stretch. And the throw to first, Mantle dives back in. It almost looks as if he had an idea of going. Again the stretch. And the pitch. Another slow curve. It's outside for a ball. Reynolds, the reason I mention his position, doesn't have far to move to cover. Two long strides and he's in position to take a throw, which enables the catcher, of course, to get the ball off a little faster. Again, the stretch. The pitch is over the inside corner. Strike two. One and two. One ball, two strikes. Right-hander Billy Muffet. Ahead of Scarron on the count. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on, the ground ball hit right to Ronald. He's up with it. Flip to Button for the fourth out at second on Mantle, and the side is retired. And Ted Williams' defensive play changed that inning around for sure. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on, and Ted gets the hands, he comes in. the last half of the first inning for the Red Sox will be Pete Reynolds, Willie Tasby, and Ted Williams. Bill Stafford on the mound for New York. Just purchased from Richmond, a native of Athens, New York. 22 years old on August 13th, wearing uniform number 22, a 6'1", 183-pounder, and an 11-7 record with Richmond. The right-hander's pitch in there for a strike. Fastball. Reynolds hitting 308. Billy Herman coaching at third, Rudy York at first. Now the delivery. Swung on, a bouncer hit deep to first. Stafford gets over to cover. Scarron throws over in time and there's one away. Reynolds out. Scarron to Stafford. Here's Willie Tasby hitting 262, who had quite a day for himself the last time the Yankees were up here, quite a series. The Red Sox made the trade for him, giving Stevens to the Orioles. Right-handed hitter who can hit a long ball. He uppercuts the ball, and so with hit homers frequently in this park. And Bill Stafford's pitch outside, ball one. Last year, Stafford made 22 appearances, all of them as a starter, this year. Here's the pitch. Swung on. There's a slice pop down the right field line. Foul. Scarron at it. Can't get it. It's out of play. The ball wasn't quite high enough for Moose to get under and wait. He had to keep digging, and the ball is just beyond the reach of his outstretched glove. Chicago and Cleveland scoreless at the end of an inning. Shaw and Perry watching nothing. Baltimore batting in the first inning. Here's the delivery now to Tasby. And it's inside. Ball two, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Now the pitch. Inside again. Ball three, 3-1. Trying to keep that ball in on him. Tasby now takes a look at Billy Herman coaching at third for his hit or take sign. Three balls, one strike. Right-hander Stafford's pitch in there, strike two, full count. Throwing the fastball. Yankee outfield tonight consists of Serb in left, Mantle in center, and Vera in right. Yogi shifts a couple of steps more to right center now. Full count on Tasby. And the payoff pitch. Swung on, ground ball hit back through the middle, and it's in there for a base hit. Kubek actually fielded the ball. It just got through. And here's Ted Williams coming up. Ted's batting 311. With 21 homers and 48 runs batted in. Here's the pitch, and it's in there for a strike. 513 major league home runs. He ranks third among the all-time home run hitters. The delivery. Change up is high for a ball. 1-1. Rudy York walks over to say something. It has me. Vic Wirtz is on deck. One on, one out. Throw to first and Tasby's back. Mantle playing head real deep, of course, in center. Here's the pitch, and it's in there for a strike. 1-2. Fans always roar when on the sluggers to either take the strike or miss it, or strike out, or hit a home run. Whatever they do, we get extra roars, and properly so. One ball, two strikes. Ted looking over the pitching a little, first time he's seen Stafford. The right-hander ready, the delivery, and it's inside, ball two. 2-2. Bill, that's what DiMaggio used to always say. So I always used to like to go up there and look over the pitching a little bit, meaning he'd look at a couple of pitches.
You know, those good hitters could do that now.
Yeah. The difference between looking it over and overlooking it. Two balls, two strikes. Tasby with the lead. And the pitch. Swung on. Little tap to the mound. Stafford has it. Throws to second. They got one. Kubek back to first. It's safe. Out at second. Stafford to Kubek with Williams feeding the relay on to first base. Hit a high chop to the mound. Now Vic Wirtz steps up, hitting 293. You know, in all the proper glory given to Ted Williams and his great achievements, magnificent achievements at his relatively advanced age as a player, they kind of overlooked what this man here has been doing. The pitch is outside for a ball. Vic's had 15 homers and 78 runs batted in. A man whom many thought was through with baseball a few years ago with Cleveland when he had a mild attack of polio, but he fought back. 35 years old. Here's the pitch. Swung on. There's a drive in the left. But right at top serve and the side's retired. No runs. One hit. No errors. And one left on. And so it's the end of the first inning of play. New York nothing. And Boston nothing. One more game here tomorrow afternoon. Then the Yankees move on to Washington for the weekend. And, of course, we will resume this for the benefit of people in the metropolitan area. Our telecasting on Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday. And the Yankees return to the stadium on Tuesday night, the 23rd, with the Chicago White Sox, leading the Western clubs into the stadium for the final time this year. Every game is crucial now. Not that they haven't always been, but you know, as you get closer to the end, there's less margin for error. Tuesday night, the 23rd, Wednesday afternoon, the 24th, the Chicago White Sox. And then that triple-packed weekend, a twilight doubleheader with Cleveland on Friday night, the 26th, a Saturday afternoon doubleheader on the 27th. The twilighter starts at 6 o'clock, the afternoon doubleheader at 2 on Saturday, and the doubleheader with Detroit on Sunday at 2. Then Kansas City, Tuesday night the 30th, and Wednesday afternoon, another doubleheader, and that's with Kansas City on the 31st. Yogi Berra at bat in the second inning. Right-hander Billy Muffet's pitch is outside for a ball. Berra batting 308. Howard and Boyer to follow. The pitch is inside for a ball, 2-0. Chicago-Cleveland scoreless end of two. Washington-Baltimore scoreless end of an inning and a half. They deliver to Yogi in there for a strike. And in a tremendous game, the Cubs beat the Dodgers 1-0, getting one on the ninth inning this afternoon. Yogi swings the next pitch, sends a long drive to deep right. Going after it is the right fielder, Clinton. He makes the catch right at the barrier. One away. Yogi sent Clinton to the barrier in right center for his long drive. Philadelphia nothing. Pittsburgh batting in the first inning. The other two games play to start. Elston Howard comes up, hitting 249. No score. First half, the second inning. The pitch to Ellie is a curveball outside. Ball one. Its pitch swung on and fouled off. A 1-1 strike. The Red Sox have won 8 out of the last 13 games. Murphy. And it hit the bat. I don't know if it hit Ellie or the bat. It was a curveball. He wiggled up there at the plate, and I didn't know if he wiggled into it or away from it, and it hit the bat. That's an aggravating thing to a batter. Be charged with a strike, and he wasn't even swinging. I mean by that, or even looking it over to swing. Here's a pitch swung on, hit the third on the hop. Malzone has it, throws to work, who tags Howard out coming by. The pick had to come off the bag a step toward home plate. Two down, and now Cleek Boyer, batting 263. Whatever the outcome of this season, a lot of praise must be heaped on the shoulders of this young man. He's done a tremendous job, particularly in the field. Pitches outside for a ball. And he has hit better, I think, than they expected him to. You just don't know how well a man may hit. Here's the delivery, and it's inside for a ball, particularly in his first full season in a league. And you have to wait 3, 4, 5 years to find out whether he's going to hit consistently. The delivery, and he held off. Pitch broke away, three balls, no strikes. And the pitch swung on. They gave him a green light here. 3-1. You have to consider a reason I stopped. Somebody was asking me a question about a block away. You turn the lights on, if you want on or not. This is by pantomime. Here's the delivery. It's in there, strike two. I was going to say, Phil, often whether you give a man a hit or take sign in a situation like that, or often what you do depends on what ballpark you play,
right?
3-2 pitch. Swung on, lined into right field for a base hit. Clinton up with the ball, tosses back in to Reynolds. Phil, you watched this boy develop. He was basically a pull hitter. Pulled everything. They got to where they play the left fielder on the left field line almost. Casey kept urging him to learn to go to the opposite field because he said, in the major leagues, they're going to catch up to you. And he has learned to do that.
Yeah, he was smart enough to realize that if he wanted to stay up here, he had to play Casey's way.
Bobby Richardson at bat. Takes the strike. Nothing in one. Well, it's not only Case's way. I would say that is...
It's the right way.
Any manager's way.
Right.
No balls, one strike. Pitch to Bobby. Change up, blowing away for a ball. One and one. Yanks and Red Sox. You throw the standings out when these two teams get together. Billy Muffet delivers. Bobby swings. It's a foul. Back to first. It's out of play. Just forget all about the records. When they get together, it's an honored traditional rivalry. Of course, there's a lot of... heated discussions here and there, but it's a wonderful thing. One ball, two strikes. Two men out in the second inning, no score. Muffet's pitch swung on it, missed. He went for a low fastball. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left off. At the end of an inning and a half, New York nothing and Boston nothing.
This is WOKO, Albany.
Batting 286. 11 homers, 65 runs batted in. Rookie Bill Stafford with the windup and the pitch. Low ball one. Bill's the newest member of the Yankee Stafford. Now the pitch. Swung on, bounced towards short. Kubek takes it on two hops, throws on over to Scarron, and Malzone is retired. One away. You know, the last 2 days we've seen an awful lot of folks retired. naturally in a... The ultimate number is the same, you know, whether it's different as long as that's 8.5 or 9 inning game. Jim Pagliarone, whom we haven't seen before, recent acquisition, right-hand batter, recalled from Spokane July 26th. The pitch is in there for a strike. He's from Michigan. Both here in organized ball. Pitch is lined over short into left field for a base hit. Durr fires the ball back into second. That ball just cleared the glove of Tony Kubek. He leaped. The ball kept rising and cleared his glove. A line single to left for the second hit off Stafford. And up comes Lou Clinton. Batting 218. He was with the Red Sox earlier, was returned to, optioned out again to Minneapolis and recalled. One on, one out, no score, second inning. Check to the runner. The pitch in there for a strike. Curveball. Button on deck. One on, one out. Bill Stafford tosses over to first base. The runner's back safely. The right hand of the stretch and the pitch. It's low for a ball. This is Stafford's fifth season in organized ball with St. Petersburg in 1957, Binghamton in 58. With both Richmond and Binghamton in 59, and with Richmond at this season. Now the delivery, swung on and foul back. Fourth season, excuse me. A 1-2 count. At 1959 twice. I wish I could. Yanks and Red Sox scoreless. That's the last of the second. The Orioles have moved out in front of Washington and 1-0 and 2. Stafford's delivery. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He got him on a sweeping curve, broke low and away. Well, Phil, you've seen Stafford now and only an inning and two-thirds. Have you been able to form much of an opinion about him? I mean, on his stuff, obviously.
Well, it looks like he can mix them up pretty well, and he threw Williams off stride when he was up there, so he must have a pretty tricky delivery out there.
Don Button steps in. Right-hand hitter. The pitch swung on line foul down the left field line. He hit a bullet. Didn't have him off stride, but... which brings up an interesting point. I suppose... Well, as a matter of fact, Bill, I've heard, you and I heard the ball players talking about this. You watch what a pitcher is doing. A lot of times they keep getting that first. The guy's taken. All of a sudden, a man walks up and he says, "That's fastball, I'm going to cut." And that's probably what he did there, huh? Pagliarone leads away, and then there's a throw over from Stafford. And again to the stretch. Here's the pitch to Button. He steps up on the curveball, bounces it to Richardson, flips to Kubek for the fourth out at second. Button ran up into the front of the batter's box to try and hit the curve the other way. He guessed right twice in a row, didn't he? No runs, one hit, no errors, one man left on. Then of two innings of play, no score. Yankees, no runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. Red Sox, no runs, two hits, no errors, two men left on. Remember, starting August 26th, the Atlantic Refining Company and your local Atlantic dealer will be sponsoring the 1960 Summer Olympics. See your newspaper's TV program listing for time and channel. Baltimore leading Washington 1-0, end of two, Fisher and Lee. Chicago and Cleveland scoreless, end of three. Perry and Shaw, Kansas City and Detroit later start. The National League this afternoon, Chicago beat Los Angeles 1-0. Hobby beat Drysdale, and it was Ernie Banks who hit his 34th homer in the last 2 nights to win it. Pittsburgh beat the Phils. I'm sorry. Pittsburgh won. The Phils nothing. Kind of an inning and a half. Haddock against Buzzard. Milwaukee, Cincinnati, San Francisco, or St. Louis. Tonight. Remember, the Yankees will be home next Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon with the Chicago White Sox. And now with a great deal of pleasure, we hail the return of the man who had a three-round bout and emerged triumphant. That fires can get you, man. Phil Rizzuto.
Thank you, Mel. It's really good to be back. Here's the first pitch to Stafford. He swings and misses. And what a cut that youngster took as his first time at bat as a big leaguer. He was not cheated out of his swing that time. He went all the way around and missed a high fastball. So Stafford's first pitch that he threw as a big leaguer was a strike, and the first pitch thrown to him was a strike. Buffett's pitch is swung and missed, strike two. And again, he took a good cut out of sidearm curveball. No score here in the top of the third. Billy Stafford, the youngster, who by now has the butterflies out of his system. It's always a lot of excitement, your first appearance in a big league game, especially to a pitcher. A two-strike pitch. Strike three swinging went after a bad curveball. So Stafford had his three cuts up there anyway, and it's one away. That's the second strikeout for Muppet. Here's Tony Kubek, who opened the ball game getting a base on balls in the first inning. Kubek batting 287. Muppet's pitch to Scarron is on the inside corner, strike one call. Johnny Stevens calling balls and strikes. Kubek is a batter. I was looking at Scarron's run scored. The pitch to Tony is a curve on the outside corner, strike two. Nothing and two on Kubek. Tony has scored 56 runs, and Scarron has scored just 46. But if you remember earlier in the year, Moose was doing all the hitting and nobody was driving him in. The pitch is swung and a miss, strike three. So on six pitches, Muppet strikes out Stafford and Kubek here in the top of the third inning. That last pitch was an upper ball that Tony waved at. Here's Bob Serve, who lined out the left field. Ted Williams making a spectacular shoestring catch on the low line drive. Put the Yankees out of a big inning. Nothing, nothing in the top of the third. Muppet's pitch is a curve inside ball one. Muppet takes no windup at all, just holds the ball about belt high, and then just wheels around and pitches from that position. Is foul out of play over the roof and back of first. One of mine. Muppet is 6'1", 193 pounds, and he's not a fastball pitcher, so on occasion he can sneak one by you. Likes to mix up his speed, change of paces and curveballs. Here's the pitch. Slow curve, hit in the ground. The shortstop to his left, gloves it one hand, throw to first. In time for the out. A beautiful play by Don Button as he took a base hit away from Bob Sir. Well, the Yankees go down 1-2-3 in the top of the third inning. Nothing across. The score at the end of 2.5 innings. The Yankees nothing and the Red Sox nothing.
Billy Muppet leads off. Billy hitting 238.
Bill Stafford, rookie out on the mound for the Yankees. Here's the right-handed first pitch, and it's fouled off to the right of the plate, strike one. The Yankees, who just won two very important ball games from the Baltimore Orioles, trying to make it three in a row. A one-strike pitch, curve outside, ball one, one among. Billy Herman coaching down his third, Rudy York at first for Boston. Yankees with Bob Servin, left mantle in center, and Barra in right. Roger Maris watching the game from up here in the press box. Pitch is swung at a miss, strike to a high fastball. He went all the way around. Maris and Yogi's oldest boy, Larry Barra, sitting together. He can score. pitch is a curve pop down the right field line. Yogi digging over to his left, throwing hard, and he can't get it. And he picks it up barehanded. It drops in for a base hit. As Billy Muffet drops a Texas leaguer in short right field, just inside the foul line, to open up the bottom of the third, and that's hit number three, or Bill Stafford. It brings up Pete Reynolds, who bounced out to first base in the first inning. Cowan runs out to the mound to talk with Stafford. Muffet takes time to put his jacket on. It's kind of chilly up here in Deantown. And I'm very happy that I brought an extra sweater and a top coat. Even in the middle of the summer, you can get chilly weather up here in Boston. All right, here's the stretch by Stafford. The pitch to Reynolds is inside, gets away from Howard, but not too far. Muffet holds it first, ball one. And the wind is blowing in from right field towards third base. So any balls hit deep to right will be held up by the wind. Muffet with a short lead at first. Stretch by Stafford. Pitch is hit down the left field line, curving foul, and back into the seats out of play. And the wind helped push that ball out of play. 1-1 on Reynolds. He came into the game batting 308. Left hand hitting second base. On deck is Willie Tasby. Curve on the outside corner, strike two, one ball, two strikes. Stafford goes to the rosin bag, likes to rub up that ball. Now he checks the sign from Howard. Here's a stretch. Pitch inside, 2-2. Sidearm curveball. Mantle is shading Reynolds over a little bit in left center field. Curve and short left. Left field wall not very deep here at Fenway, just 315 feet down the line. Ready for the 2-2 delivery. Here it is, and it's hit on the ground. Right back to the pitcher. Wheels around, throws to Kubek for one. The throw to first, double play. That was a nice play by both Stafford and Kubek. Stafford had to wait. The ball was hit back so hot. He led Kubek, who had second base and fired the first for the double play. From 1-6-3. That's two outs. And here's Willie Tasby, who singled to short center field in the first inning. Two out, nobody on. No score. Bottom of the third. Stafford with a full windup now. The pitch is fouled back of the plate, strike one. And as Mel told you earlier, last time the Yankees faced Tasby here, he had 5-for-5, and he singled his first time up, so that's 6 consecutive base hits that Tasby has had off Yankee pitching here at Fenway Park. One strike pitch, low curve in the dirt, more than 1-1. On deck is Ted Williams. Stafford suddenly calls time and wants a new baseball. The new one rubs it up and goes to the rosin bag. 1-1 the count, two out, nobody on. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Bunted out and missed, strike two, and he had ball way back at third base. See, this was definitely not expecting a bunt that time. Has to be a little over anxious. Missed the ball completely. One ball, two strikes. Tap it into the windup. Curve just outside. 2-2. Nice side-on curve ball that just missed. He'll Hudson Howard doing the catching tonight. Takes a sign with a glove on the left knee. Here's the windup. Curve inside. Ball three. Full count. That ball just missed. 3-2. No score here in the bottom of the third. Ready now for the playoff pitch. Here it is, and it's low ball four. So Tasby gets on base again. And with two on, the runner at first is Ted Williams, who hit into a fourth play in the first inning, bounced one right back to the box. Ted Williams batting 310. Enjoying another fine year at the plate. Made a great defensive play in the first inning, took a base hit away from the serve. Here's a stretch by Stafford. Change up, low inside, ball one. On deck, Vic Wirtz. Howard rubs up the ball before flipping it back to Stafford. Two away, Scarron holding first against Tasby. The stretch. Pitch is on the outside corner. Strike one call. One and one. Has the short lead off first base. Quick throw to first. Has the back in plenty of time. Stretch by Stafford. Curve outside. Ball two, two and one. Stafford rubs up the ball again. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. Curve is swung and it missed strike two, and he took a little bit off that curveball and had Williams way out in front. Ted's first time at bat, he went after a changeup curve, hit it off the end of the bat, right back to the box. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Back up over the upper deck and out of play. Try to get the fastball by Ted that time. I guess Williams and Burr are the two toughest hitters to get a fastball by in the American League. Still 2-2 on Ted. Choking up a little bit on the bat. Again, the stretch. Curve hit on the ground. Richardson was right. Guy can't get it. He can't handle it. And it's a base hit for Williams. As Richardson got part of his glove on the ball and then kicked it a little bit with his foot, but it goes as a base hit. Richardson was playing Williams in the hole and out on the outfield grass, and Ted hit it close to second base. An infield single for Williams. That's hit number four of Stafford. That puts runners at first and second with two outs. And here's Vic Wirtz, who lined out to left field in the first inning. Who leads the Red Sox in RBIs with 78, batting 292, has 15 homers and 17 doubles. Williams at first, Tasby at second, no score, bottom of the third. The stretch, the pitch is on the outside corner, strike one call. So that was a big double play for the Yankees in this inning. They'd have really been in a jam. Again, the stretch. Curve is lined to left field, and it's in there for base hit. Here comes Tasby. He'll score. Williams going to third, and Kubek's throw is not in time as Stafford was over there to cover. Schwartz hit a single off the end of his bat. It bounced just over, rather landed over Worth's single. Williams is at third, Worth's at first, and here's Frank Malzone, who bounced to the shortstop in the second inning. Cowan holding first against Worth. The stretch, the pitch is hit on the ground at the shortstop. Kubek coming in, up with a flip to Richardson for the fourth on the Vic Worth. But the Red Sox break the ice here in the bottom of the third, scoring one run on three base hits. No Yankee errors. Two men left in the score at the end of three full innings. The Red Sox won, and the Yankees nothing. And right now, let's pause for station identification.
This is Quality Monitoring, WOKO, 1460 on your dial in Albany, New York. 1 minute past 9 o'clock.
In the top of the fourth, Mickey Mantle, who bounced into a fourth play in the first inning, will lead off. 1-0, the Red Sox lead. Billy Muffet, the right-hander, ready to pitch to Mantle, is outside and low, ball one. Although the Red Sox did not hit a ball hard, or Billy Stafford that inning, they were able to score a run. There's a slow curve low, ball two, 2-0. And if it weren't for the double play that Stafford started, the Red Sox would have really had an inning. Two balls, no strikes on Mantle. The pitch is pop foul and back out of play. Clear out of Fenway Park. 2-1 on Mick. Mickey ducks as Muppet throws the ball in. Mickey was looking on the ground, but with that tremendous peripheral vision. Did I say that right, Pete? Oh, William and Mary shakes his head, and Pappy Dirk and applause. That must have been right. There's a ground ball up the middle. Button and back a second up, but it throws to first in time to get Mantle. One away. That'll bring up Bill Scarron, who bounced to second base in the first inning. One out, nobody on. With his no wind-up delivery ready, the pitch to Scarron. Slow curve, hit in the ground to third. Malzone backs up with a nice play. Throw to first, off the bag, and Scarron safe. And let's see what they call that. Worth says that he touched him. It's an error charged to Malzone. And that's one of the few times that we've seen Malzone let a ball play him. In other words, he backed up on the ball instead of charging it, and he made a difficult play out of it. He still had the ball in time, but his long throw pulled Wirtz off the bag. Wirtz claims that he still tagged Scarron as he went by, but first base umpire Bill McKinley thought otherwise. And Scarron safe on the error. Brings up Yogi Berra, who flies deep to right field in the second inning. And as we told you, the wind is blowing in from right, so you really got to hit a ball hard to hit a home run in right field or right center. All right, here's the stretch. Pitch to Yogi. A fly ball to right center field. The wind's going to hold that up. The center fielder, Willie Tasby, under it, makes the catch. Scarron hustles back to first base. Anything hit in the air out towards right field or right center will be held up by the wind. With two out, here's Elston Howard, who bounced to third in the second inning. The error by Malzone was the first by either team in the ballgame. Malzone usually leaves all third basemen in fielding. All right, here's a stretch by Muffet. Pitch to Howard, outside, ball one. Joined the Red Sox late this June. A stretch, the pitch is swung at it, missed strike one, and Howard had a good ripple at that pitch. 1-1. Muffet defeated the Yankees in a relief role here at Boston back on July 10th. A stretch, the pitch is a curve inside, ball two. Muffet shakes his head a little bit at that call out on the mound. Holding the bag against Scarron. Two balls, one strike on Howard, two outs. Red Sox lead 1-0, top of the fourth. The pitch hit foul down the third baseline, 2-2. The Yankees, who in past years have enjoyed better success or more success on the road than at home, this year have won.
Virus database has been updated.
The 2-2 pitch, low inside, it brushes Howard back, full count, 3-2. So with 3-2 on Howard and two outs, Scarron will be off with the pitch. Muffet goes to the rosin bag. Quick throw to first, but Moose was standing on the bag. He never left it. Steps out of the batter's box. Now he's back in, and time is in. Here's the stretch. The payoff pitch is hit high in the air to deep left field. Williams going back near the wall. He's under it, and he makes the catch, leaning against the scoreboard. Ted Williams, who plays left field here at Fenway like he owns it, he's played here long enough, timed that ball perfectly, set his back against the scoreboard, and reached up and made the catch. And again, the wind was a factor. For the Yankees, in the top of the fourth, no runs, no hits, one Red Sox error, one man left. The score at the end of 3.5 innings, the Red Sox 1 and the Yankees nothing.
Summer is the season to get out, to go places and have fun. It's no time to have your car performing under par because of a dirty carburetor. Now that's one good reason to use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive. You see, Atlantic Imperial loosens, dissolves, and gradually washes away those hard, crusty deposits that form inside the carburetor under the normal driving conditions. Now, these deposits can cause frequent stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste. What's more, Atlantic Imperial's protective action keeps those deposits from forming again. Today, more and more people are using Atlantic Imperial in their cars. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Of the fourth inning, Jim Pagliarone, who singled to left field in the second inning, will be leading off. Somebody really shut the door that time. Big right hand hitting catcher, digging in against Bill Stafford, the rookie for the Yankees. First pitch is low outside, rolls away from Howard. Ellie chases it back to the screen, ball one. One nothing, the Red Sox lead. Pagliarone's a big boy, 6'3 and 190 pounds. Takes the pitch low, ball two, 2-0. He was born in Dearborn, Michigan, and that's right near Bob Cazava's hometown. Remember when he did such great relief work for the Yankees? Bob lived in Wyandotte. The 2-0 delivery is a swing and a ground ball to third. Boyer comes in, gets it on the big hop. His throw to Scarron, backhanded, and it's one away. One out is Lou Clinton, who struck out in the second inning. Clinton has taken over since the unfortunate illness by Gary Geiger, who is having a great year, batting 301. But fortunately, Gary looks like he's going to be all right and back in action again next year. The pitch to Clinton is fouled right over towards the Yankee dugout, strike one. Clinton, a right-hand hitter, holds that bat way down on the end. Deck, Don Button. One out, nobody on. High inside, ball 1-1. 1-1. The pitch, curve almost hit Clinton as he jumps back out of the way. Ball 2-1. Leading 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. The 2-1 pitch is swung at and missed. Strike two. Again, Stafford took something off his fastball. Youngster looks mighty cool out there on the mound for his first big league start. Just 22 years old. Second time in a row that Clinton goes down swinging. That's the second strike off to Stafford, and here's Don Button, who bounced into a fourth play in the second inning. Right hand hitting shortstop with a close stand. Two outs. Stafford's pitch is right down the middle, strike one call. He had a little extra on that fastball. His 1-1 delivery. He swung at a miss. Strike two. He threw a fastball right on by him. Now the 1-ball, 2-strike pitch. Curve fouled off the end of the bat back, and a fan reached out to catch it and knocked him right off his seat. Was not hit hard, but he got his hands up and leaned back, and the seat wasn't there, and he went right down on the ground. He's all right. He did not get the ball, though. He slowed it down for a fan in front of him to get it. 1-ball, 2-strikes. Stafford rubs up the new ball. Here's the windup. Curve is high inside. The count's even. 2-2. Mantle is deep and over towards left center on Button. Don has 17 doubles, 3 triples, and 6 homers. Two and two the count. Pitch is a curve hit on the ground. The boy who is left off his glove rolls in the short left field. And Button is on. It's a base hit. A base hit for Button, and the crowd kind of gets on the official score on that one. Boyer kind of nonchalant of that ball and stuck his glove down and went off the heel of his glove. Kubek, who was in front of it, couldn't get to it as it deflected away from him. It goes as an infield single. Hit number 6 off Stafford, but only one of the 6 hits has been hit hard. Had a line single to left by Pagliaroni in the second inning. The rest have been off the handle and off the end of the bat, an infield hit. Here's Billy Muffet, who dropped a single in short right field in the third inning. Two outs. The stretch, the pitch is a curve hit high in the air to right center field. Mantle drifting to his left, Barrett to his right. And Mantle makes the catch with Yogi right alongside of him. And then Mickey rushes lightly against Yogi with a big grin on his face. They almost collided. But Mickey yelled a little louder at the end. For the Red Sox in the bottom of the fourth, no runs, one base hit. No Yankee errors and one man left, and the score at the end of 4 full innings. The Red Sox 1 and the Yankees nothing. don't forget, fans, tomorrow, Thursday, August the 18th, you can see the Major Leaguers of tomorrow play a thrilling game of baseball in the Hearst Sandlot Classic. And you also see Joe DiMaggio manage a softball team of former big league stars, including Jackie Robinson, Sid Gordon, Joe Collins, and many, many others. The baseball old-timers will play a team of boxing champs headed by Jack Dempsey, Jim Braddock, Jersey Joe Walcott, and other great ring champions. So don't miss this lively evening of sport and frolic. The plan now to take the whole family. The general admission is only 95 cents. Reserve seats, $1.50, and box seats, only $2. You can get your tickets at the Yankee Stadium or Yankee Ticket Office at Grand Central or from the General American 220 South Street. And now, ready to go here in the top of the fifth, and ready to go, Mel Allen.
And I'd like to remind you that your host for the remainder of the game, the crisp refresher, Ballantine Beer. The light beer with true lager flavor. That's what makes it the crisp refresher. 1-0 Red Sox, fifth inning. Big fire at bat. Muppet pitch is swung on, hit foul. Deep down the left field line and out of play. Strike one. It's the bottom third of the Yankee order. Richardson and Stafford to follow. Muppet, who has appeared against the Yankees once this year in relief and has returned to victory, delivers. Pitch is popped up in the air to the left of the plate. Foul. Taking Sarah under it, and he's dropped it. Red Sox catcher, Pagliarone dropped it. He's charged with an error. Two-strike count on, Cleet. Struck out in the second inning. Hitting 261. Right-hander Billy Muffet ready to work. Check that. Here's the pitch that's outside. My eye wandered down to Richardson's line in the order. Boyer single to right in the second inning. Richardson struck out. One ball, two strikes. Sometimes have a wandering eye. One ball, two strikes, and the pitch is swung on and hit right to second baseman Deep Runnels, the fifth to first in time. He was playing Boyer almost right back to second. Had perfect position on him. Up comes Bobby Richardson. Bobby struck out in the second inning. Nothing Red Sox, first to the fifth. Muppet's delivery, swung on, foul tip, strike one. Outfield around to the left. In comes the next pitch, and it's outside for a ball, 1-1. One strike. Muppet delivers. Bobby swings at a changeup, grounds it to third. Malzone up with it, flips on to first to Wirtz, and they're two away. Two up and two down the fifth inning. And Bill Stafford is coming up. The Yankees have had only three base runners. One, two, Beck walk, Boyer single. Garon got aboard on an error. The pitch is bunted, but right toward the mound. Muffet up with it, throws on to Wirtz, and the sides retire. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of 4.5 innings, let's give the Red Sox one error on the catcher dropping a foul ball. Red Sox 1, the Yankees nothing.
To be crisp, of beer makes me tight to be nice. With two lager flavors. flavor precisely right. Lively, cold, and bristly clear, the crisply fresher.
The fifth inning at Fenway Park. The Red Sox leading 1-0. It's the top of the order right now. Pete Runnels, Willie Tasby, and Ted Williams. Runnels grounded to first and hit to the box into a double play. Rookie Bill Stafford delivers. Low ball one. Batting 306. The right-handers with the windup and the pitch. Curveball over, strike one, 1-1. Outfield round toward left. Comes the next pitch, and Runnels lines it in the center field. Mantle moves in on it and takes it. One away. Runnels lines out to Mantle. Here's Willie Tasby, who singled to center and drew a pass. The only walk thus far issued by Stafford, but it turned out to be a vital one and a crucial one. It came with two outs in the third and was followed by singles by Williams and Wirt to produce the Red Sox run by which they now lead in the fifth inning 1-0. Here's the delivery, and Tasby takes it over the inside corner. Fastball, strike one. They've been pitching him tight. Maybe in my imagination, but it seems to me that Tasby is backed up just a little bit from the plate over what he has been the first couple times up. Change up is high for a ball, 1-1. It always amazes me, you can sit upstairs, and a hitter may adjust his stance slightly, that is, in proximity to the plate. Now, this time, Tasby's front foot has moved into the plate a little bit more. Here's the pitch, and it's low for a ball. I started to say, and it's so imperceptible, but still, that time he could see, and he moved in, didn't he?
He sure did. He's trying to figure out Fox to tap it out on the mound.
That's why you notice the catcher often when he goes down and gives a sign, look at the feet of the batter to see how they're positioned. Two balls, one strike. Stafford's pitch inside. Ball three, 3-1. Ted Williams on deck and Wirt to follow. Sox leading 1-0. It's the fifth inning. Now the 3-1 pitch. It's in there, strike two, full count. Three balls, two strikes. One out. Nobody on. 1-0 Boston, fifth inning. Stafford delivers, and Tasby takes it outside for ball four, and again he walks in. Second time in a row, Tasby's walk ahead of Williams and Wirt. Fifth batting 313, hits to the box and reports to play at second, and singles. pitch to Williams. Swung on, ground ball hits the Scowen, backhands it, throws down to Kubek for one. Back to first, too late. They got Jasby. The throw from Scowen pulled Kubek, not off the bag, but forced him to lean far toward the home plate side and reach for the ball so that he was not in position for a stand-up throw to first where he could get any steam behind it and thus defeated the double play. It's the fourth out at second. Scowen to Kubek. Williams on first, and the batter is Pickworth, who flied to left and sliced a single to left to drive in the Red Sox run in the third inning. Bill Stafford pitch in there, strike one, fastball. Worth batting 294. Here's the pitch, and it's a curve blown inside. 21 almost got away from Howard. Very frequently on balls like that, Ellie will fake it or try to decoy a runner by faking a fastball. One ball, one strike. Frank Malzone on deck. Stafford gets his sign. Garin Station just stepped in behind Williams at first. Right-hander ready. Here's the pitch to work. It's outside for a ball. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Right-hander once more to the stretch. Here's the pitch, and Wirtz fouls it back to the screen. The count is 2-2. An afternoon game here tomorrow. Our airtime is 1:25. On Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and on Sunday, we will televise the road games from Washington, as well as radio them. Out of the batter's box for a moment, steps back in hitting position. He's the leading Red Sox RBI man, the 78. That's 79 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and the pitch. High outside, ball three. Full count. Moves over just to remind Williams it's a 3-2 count, two away, to be off and running. Stafford into the stretch. There goes Williams. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball hit wide of first. Scowen backhands it, flips to Stafford covering in time, and the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. At the end of five innings of play, Boston, one run. Six hits. One error. Six left on. The Yankees, no runs, one hit. Let me check that again. Who are they introducing? Oh, the Dallas Texans football team. Checking the totals again. The Red Sox, one run. Six hits, two errors, three left on. The Yankees, no runs, one hit. And six left on. Tony Kubek batting in the sixth inning, fouls the first pitch off for a strike. Kubek walked and struck out, and the delivery way outside for a ball, 1-1. Now the pitch. It's outside. 2-1. Next pitch is swung on, lined into center. Nasby grabs it and has run away. Bob serve coming up. Fly to left and grounded to short. Billy Muffet pitching for the Red Sox. The delivery. Inside ball. Oh, and nicked him. It just nicked him. Just nicked the front of his shirt and he's aboard. One on, one out. Here's Mickey Mantle, grounded to second and grounded to short. Phil Cowan on deck. 1-0 Red Sox, sixth inning. Fit into the stretch and the pitch. Over the inside corner, strike one. Right hander ready. Here's the pitch. Slow curve inside. Ball one. One and one. Muffet working rapidly. Is the Yankees' fourth base runner. Now the pitch. It's right in there. Strike two, one and two. Right-hander again set. Delivers, and Mantle swings and hits a foul down the left field line out of play. He tried to go to the opposite field. Which he did, but foul. Muffet again ready. And the delivery. Swung on, there's a dive into right field, and the ball's in there for a base hit. Serve around second on his way to third. Mantle stops at first, and there are runners on first and third. That's his second Yankee hit. Here having singled in the second inning. And there are now runners on first and third with one out. Red Sox leading 1-0, and the batter is Phil Cowan, and grounded to short and third. One out now, and runners on first and third. The pitch to the moose is in there for a strike. Breaking pitch got the outside corner. Runnels is playing Scarron way over towards second base. Works only against Mantle. He's got a good ground shot between the two. Here's the delivery. Swung on and fouled back out of play, and he's quickly in the hole, two strikes. Two strikes. Bill Scarron at bat. Serve on third, Mantle on first. One out, 1-0, Boston, sixth inning. Muffet to the stretch. And the pitch. In there, calls strike three, and he's out. On him looking. Got a mighty big man. Yogi Berra. Slide to right and slide to center. Muffet crossed him with a fastball on the outside corner. Catcher Jim Pagliarone goes out to talk to Muffet. Moose figured he, I guess, sitting up here, Bill, speculating, which you know I do. Moose probably figured he's going to waste one on him and try to get him to go fishing.
He sure did, and he came in with it.
He really came in with it. A real hard fastball. So here's Yogi up now with two down. Red Sox leading 1-0. Billy Muffet's pitch. Up high, ball one. Serve on third, Mantle on first. Two outs. Throw to first, Mantle's back. Set and the pitch swung on a ground ball, hits the second, up with it is Reynolds, throws to first, the sides retire. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left on. And the score at the end of 5.5 innings remains Boston 1, New York nothing.
This is WOKO Albany.
The sixth inning, 1-0 in favor of Boston. Frank Malzone will lead off, batting fifth in the order, to be followed by Jim Pagliarone and Lou Clinton. 1-0 Boston as the Yankees threw away their first opportunity to score in the sixth. Billy Muffet, who has turned in a tremendous game, striking out Scarron, a key man. Billy Stafford delivers to Malzone. Curveball over, strike one. And this rookie, by the way, in his first Major League start, regardless of what may happen here on in, has turned in an outstanding job. The pitch to Malzone, it's in there, strike two, beautiful changeup. Malzone grounded to short twice. Batting 285. Stafford pitch. Fastball cut on and fouled back. Out of play. No ball. Two strikes. After the Washington series, we have a game, by the way, here tomorrow afternoon. Our airtime 125. We will broadcast and telecast from Washington Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. The Yankees return to the stadium for the final homestand against Western Club, with the White Sox in Tuesday night the 23rd, Wednesday afternoon the 24th, and then a weekend of three straight doubleheaders. Once again, the two-strike pitch. Malzone takes it low. A regularly scheduled night game with Cleveland on Friday night the 26th has been made into a twi-night doubleheader because of repeated washouts. First game 6 o'clock. An afternoon doubleheader with Cleveland on Saturday, which will start at 2 o'clock. And a regularly scheduled Sunday doubleheader with Detroit on the 28th. Now the pitch. Swung on, grounded to short. Kubek's up with it. He fires away, and Malzone is retired. Now Jim Pagliarone. Swing to the left and grounded to third. Right-hand hitter. Single to left and grounded third in this game. 1-0 Boston, sixth inning. One out. Stafford Shepard's pitch swung on, foul back, out of play. Strike one. Taking a little time right now. Walking around the mound, goes to the Boston bag, comes back upon the rubber, looks in, checks with his catcher, Elston Howard. Swings to the windup, here's the pitch. Low curveball in there, strike two. He has worked his changeup in there nicely tonight. Nothing in two. Delivery. It's low and inside. One and two. A 1-2 count. The last pitch was a sinker. The right-hander ready to work. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on, grounded sharply. It's almost gapped by Boyer. Backed him up a step, but he throws on the first to get his man. That was a wicked shot. It's just a couple of feet out in front of him. Got it. Fell back a step. Then moved on to meet the charge. Here's Lou Clinton. Twice has struck out. Red Sox won, the Yankees nothing. It's the sixth inning. Stafford's pitch is over the inside corner for a strike. Deep round to the left. Stafford working fast. Changeup is outside for a ball. One and one. It gives you a good big motion on that changeup, Phil.
It does, and it throws it not too often, and that's what makes him so effective.
The 1-1 pitch to Lou Clinton. Swung on line to left. Bob serve waits and takes it. And the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of six innings, the score remains the Red Sox 1 and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox 1 run, 6 hits, 2 errors, and 6 left on. Yankees no runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 5 left on. The Red Sox run occurred in the third inning with 2 outs. Tasby walked, Williams and Wirt singled. Pause for station identification.
This is Crosby Modern, WOKO, 1460 on your dial in Albany, New York. 15 minutes before 10 o'clock.
Baltimore's leading Washington 3-1, end of 6. Chicago 2, Cleveland nothing, end of 6. Detroit 2, A's nothing, end of an inning and a half. National League, Cubs beat the Dodgers this afternoon, 1-0. Tonight, Pittsburgh 4, Phils 1, end of 5. Braves 5, Reds 1, end of 1. Giants start scoreless at the end of an inning and a half. Now to the seventh inning. Red Sox 1, Yankees nothing. Here's Phil.
Okay, Mel, the first pitch to Elston Howard is a slow curve that's a little low, ball 1. Howard bounced to third and flied out deep to left, sending Ted Williams against the left field fence for his long fly. The next pitch is on the outside corner for a called strike. 1-1. 1-0, the Red Sox lead. They scored in the third inning. And it's held up so far. The pitch is hit deep to left center field, high and deep. Passby back in front of the wall. And he leaps and can't get it. It's off the wall. Williams plays it. Howard's in with a double. A high double that Passby went against the wall, leaped for, couldn't get it. Kicked off the wall. Williams backing up nicely. Was there, the right man at the right spot, and held Howard to a double. Kelly rounded second, started for third, and then held up as he saw Williams come up with the ball. That's only the third hit off Muppet. And that's the first extra base hit of the ball game. A double by Howard leading off the top of the seventh. The Yankees trailing 1-0. Here's Cletus Boyer. Single to right and bounce to second base. Boyer looking down at Frank Rossetti. Let's see how Casey Stengel plays this one. Zone in at third, and Wirtz is in at first. Here's the stretch. The pitch is swung at, missed, strike one. A little action in the Yankee bullpen as Bill Stafford will be the third hitter after Boyer. The stretch, Howard leads off second. The pitch is lined. Gordon Cooper, they got Howard in a rundown between third and second, and Mal Zone flips to Reynolds, who puts the tag, and now they got Boyer. It's a double. Gordon Cooper, they got Howard in a rundown between third and second, and Mal Zone to Reynolds, who puts the tag, and now they got Boyer. It's a double play. A double play. And that was a beautiful double play on a hard hit ball to Don Button. Button threw to Mal Zone, who threw to Reynolds, who put the tag on Howard, and then Howard threw to Mal Zone, who came all the way over to cover second base and put the tag on Boyer trying to go to second base. One of the most unusual double plays that you'll ever see, from the shortstop to the third baseman to the second baseman who made a put out, and then a throw to the third baseman who made the put out. Mal Zone with heads up defensive play. A hard hit ball takes the Yankees out of an inning. It's two outs. And here's Bobby Richardson, struck out, bounced to third, two out. The pitch is lined right at Vic Wirtz, who makes the leaping one-hand catch for the out. And so the Red Sox, with fine defensive play, backing up the stout pitching by Billy Muffet. The Yankees had their best scoring opportunity. No, I wouldn't say the best. They had runners at first and third earlier. And couldn't score, and so for the Yankees in the top of the seventh, no runs on one hit. No Red Sox errors and nobody left to score at the end of six and a half innings. The Red Sox won and the Yankees nothing. Pitching and defense. Louis Arroyo is loosening up in the Yankee bullpen. But Bill Stafford, who did not come up in that inning, is still out on the mound pitching for the Yankees and doing a tremendous job. Larry Burrow, who made the trip with his dad, enjoying the game. He's as excited as the Yankee ball players sitting up here in the radio booth with us. All right, Don Button, the shortstop, leading off. Bunts the first pitch, foul, strike one. Button made a fine play on the hard hit ball by Boyer, by the way. It was a short hopper. And he could very easily have booted that ball or could have skidded off his glove, but he came up with it cleanly. One strike on Button. 1-0, the Red Sox lead. Bill Stafford taking the sign from Howard. Here's the windup. A pitch is over, strike two, call. 0-2. Bottom of the seventh. Here's a two-strike pitch. Low inside, ball one. So Stafford will be the leadoff hitter, due to come up in the top of the eighth, but with Arroyo warming up, Casey will probably go to his bench, which will be a tough break for the youngster, who is doing quite a job in his first big league appearance. The pitch to Button is a curve hit foul down the third baseline. One ball, two strikes. Two strikes. Curve hit foul outside of third. Picked up by Billy Herman, the third base coach. Herman, who was one of the finest second basemen the National League ever produced. One of the best hitting second basemen, too. He could really hit and run. drop that ball to right field. Rudy York, one of the power hitters, is coaching at first base for the Red Sox. The one ball, two strike pitch is hit slowly down to third. Boy is going to have to hurry. He can't make the play. It goes as a base hit. Another infield single for the Red Sox. And off a seven base hit that the Red Sox have off young Bill Stafford, six of them have been of the infield variety. Only one, well, no, take that back, there were two. A single by Pagliarone in the second and a single by Muffet in the third. It brings up Billy Muffet, who singled and flied to center field. Nobody out, so the Yankee infield will be looking for the possible sacrifice. Garin is holding the bag at first base. Button has two infield singles, both to third base. Here's the stretch. Boy is coming in at third. Stafford steps off the rubber. Goes to the rosin bag. The pitch is bunted back to the box. Stafford up with it. Throws to second. Not in time. Everybody's safe. Go as a sacrifice and a fielder's choice. As Stafford wheeled around and threw late to Kubek, who was covering, it was a good throw, but a little bit too late. And it brings up Pete Reynolds. And little Larry Burr is yelling now for the triple play. You can tell he's a Yankee fan. Pete Reynolds bounced to first, hit into a double play, and lined to center field. Once again, the Yankees will have to be on alert for a possible sacrifice attempt with Billy Muffet, who's putting up his warm-up jacket at first base, and Don Button, who beat that throw to second base. All right, Boyer is in at third. Here's the stretch. Garin comes charging in. The ball is high outside. Throw to second base is low. Nice play by Kubek. As Howard's throw is in the dirt, and Kubek blocked it with his body and scooped it up. That could easily have gone out to center field. Ball one on Pete Reynolds. The Yankee outfield not playing deep on Reynolds. Left hand hitting second baseman. Garin in at first, Boyer in at third. Here's the stretch. The pitch is bunted down third, and it's a good punt. Stafford makes the play to third. All hands are safe. With nobody out, and the batter is Willie Casby. Casby has singled and walked twice. He has scored the only run of the ball game. Casby now walking down to third base, wants to talk with Billy Herman, the third base coach. On deck is Ted Williams. Bill Stafford in a jam. Wants to throw a pitch or two to Howard. But now, and he does get one pitch in anyway, as Casby comes back to the batter's box after talking with Billy Herman. The infield is in for a possible play at the plate. Bases are loaded with nobody out, and the Red Sox leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the windup by Stafford. The pitch is fouled back on the screen, strike one. Willie Casby, outfield playing him straight away. The pitch is a ground ball. Kubek up and it comes to the plate in time to get the runner at the plate. No chance for the double play as Howard's throw was laid back to first. A nice play by Kubek, who went near second base to come up with that ground ball and fired to Howard in time to nip Button Willie Tasby. They got him to hit into a fourth play, but he reached first safely. So that's nine times in a row that Tasby has reached first safely against the Yankees up here at Fenway Park. Wiggins bounced into a fourth play, beat out an infield single, and bounced to first. And here comes Casey Stengel. And the fans, of course, are booing Casey a little bit, figuring he might take Stafford out, and the youngster has pitched a tremendous ball game. He has not been hit hard at all. Very few balls have been hit hard off the youngster tonight. But let's see how Casey figures this with two left-hand hitters coming up in a row. He has two left-handers warming out in the bullpen. Casey is looking around the outfield. Has not made a decision as yet. Stafford has pitched very well to Williams, even though Ted has an infield single. And Casey is pointing to the bullpen. He wants a relief pitcher. So Bill Stafford, who did quite a job in his first outing as a major leaguer, pitches a total of 6 1/3 innings. He allowed 8 base hits. Actually, only one of the base hits was hit on a line. That's by Pagliarone in the second. And they're bringing in a relief pitcher in one of those caddy carts. Now, this is the first time that we've seen a Yankee pitcher accept a ride. And Louis Arroyo, of course, who has not been with the Yankees very long, accepts the ride. Louis, of course, being from that southern climate down in Puerto Rico. He'll take a ride anytime he can get it. And Bill Stafford leaves the mound. What a job he did. And he'll get a tremendous ovation as he leaves. Stafford in 6 1/3 innings gave up 8 hits. He walked 2, struck out 2, and so far has allowed just 1 run. The 3 men on base are Stafford's responsibility should any of them score. Ted Williams is the batter, and Louis Arroyo is coming on to pitch. And as we told you, only one solid base hit has been gotten off Stafford. The rest have been infield variety, and one Texas League single by Billy Muffet in short right field. Vic Wirtz dropped a little single over the third baseman head, but it never did reach the outfield. Of course, they all count in the ball game, but it shows that Stafford's stuff was baffling the Red Sox hitters. Louis Arroyo is warming up. This is a good time to pause for station identification.
Quality Modern, WOKO, 1460 on your dial in Albany, New York. WOKO time is 10 o'clock.
Louis Arroyo, just completing his warm-up tosses, will be facing Ted Williams. And in back of him, Vic Wirtz with one out and the bases loaded. The Red Sox leading 1-0 in the bottom of the seventh. Muffet is at third, Runnels at second, and Tasby at first. Williams now has moved up on the plate. He knows Arroyo throws that sinker ball and sidearm curve. Head 1-for-3 on the night. Infield back and double play depth. Here's the windup. Pitch to Williams is low inside, ball one. All three runners leading away. Ryan Duren now is up in the Yankee bullpen. The pitcher is due to lead off for the Yankees in the top of the eighth. Pitch is over, strike one, 1-1. Williams started a swing and checked it. Took a pitch a little above the knees. Royal calmly goes to the rosin bag. Shakes off one sign from Howard. Now he's ready. Here's the windup by the little left-hander. Pitch is just outside, ball two, 2-1. That great batting eye of his. Takes those pitches just inches inside and outside. a 2-1 delivery, and it's outside ball three. Boy, Arroyo is just missing with that pitch. He have other hitters swinging at that one. Three balls, one strike, one out, and the base is loaded. Wind up by Lloyd. The 3-1 pitch is low ball four. He walked in a run. Ed Williams draws a base on balls. Billy Muffet comes on to score the second run of the ball game. That run charged to Bill Stafford, and the Red Sox lead 2-0. The bases remain loaded, and here's Vic Wirtz. Wirtz line to left, singled to drive in a run and bounce to first base. For Williams, his 49th run batted in. Williams at first, Pasby at second, Runnels at third, one away. Arroyo's pitch to Wirtz is swung at and missed, strike one. On deck, Frank Malzone. Arroyo's wind up. Curve outside, 1-1. Louis was trying to be extra careful with Williams and lost him. One and one on Wirtz. The 1-1 pitch is fouled back on the screen. Two strikes. Well, taking plenty of time. Now he's ready. The windup. Strike three. Went after a bad outside curveball. Didn't get it. Gets a big strikeout, striking out Wirtz with the bases loaded. That's two away. Here's Frank Malzone, been up three times and bounced to the shortstop each time. 0 for 3. 2-0, the Red Sox lead here in the bottom of the seventh. Zone is low ball one. Sinker ball dipped just below the knee. Ready, the 1-0 pitch to Malzone. Swings and fouls it, actually try to check his swing and foul the ball off back into the box seat. 1-1. That ball threw it back on the field, and he gets booed lustily by the crowd. Washington came up with 6 runs in the top of the seventh, leading Baltimore 7-3, and Cleveland came up with 2 to tie the White Sox 2-2 at the end of 7. The 1-1 pitch is hit on the ground to third. Boyer up with it, steps on a bag for the unassisted fourth play. So the Yankees got out of that in pretty good shape as the Red Sox come up with just one run on 2 base hits. No Yankee errors. And 3 men left on base on the score at the end of 7 full innings. The Red Sox 2 and the Yankees nothing. You know, right now most of us are thinking about the pennant race and the World Series, and it is a close race. But it won't be long before the New York football Giants move in on Yankee Stadium. Yes, sir. Their opening game will take place on Saturday, October 16th against the Washington Redskins. And once again, for the 6th straight year, Ballantine Beer, the crisp refresher, will be bringing the football Giants to you on radio and TV. And here's more good news. On Monday night, August 22nd, the football Giants will meet the Green Bay Packers in a preseason game at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City. And this is only part of Jersey City's tercentenary celebration. So head out to... wait a minute.
Phil.
I should have read that one over.
Hey, Phil, what was that?
Who? Tercentenary, is that right?
Don't ask me. I wasn't there.
It's the first time I ever used that word. So head out to Roosevelt Stadium on August 22nd and see
find out what it is.
In action. Okay, Val, when I say that, I'm ready to turn it over to you on one like that.
Let me see that thing in there.
Yeah.
I just want to see if they dotted the I. Centenary, that's 300. Yes, century is 100. So tercentenary by has to be 300. There's a centennial. There's a sesquicentennial, centennial. Let's get back to this ball game. 2-0, first to the eighth. Kent Hadley is batting for Luis Arroyo. Takes the pitch for a ball. 2-0 Red Sox in the eighth. Next pitch is inside, ball two. I've forgotten who it was who once said it's always easier to say 300th year or whatever the simplest form is.
He's right.
Unless you're writing a learned treatise. Next delivery is in there for a strike. 2-1. So easy to say Valentine. 2-1. Kent Hadley takes high. Ball three. Hadley hitting for Arroyo. Sox out in front by a score of 2-0. First half of the eighth inning. Right-hander Billy Muffet delivers, and it's outside for ball four. Hadley draws a pass. Cornelius and Wills are warming up for the Red Sox. Duke Moss for New York. Ryan Duren alongside. Tony Kubek drew a walk, struck out, flied to center. Bob Serb on deck. Now the pitch. Swung on. There's a bouncer that is through into right field. Hadley turns second, heads for third. The throw from Clinton into short. And there are runners on first and third with nobody out in the eighth inning. Coming up. Yankees forfeit. Pitching Coach Sal Magley, the Red Sox, signals the bullpen for stepped up activity. Vic Wirtz moves over from first base to talk to Billy Muffet, and catcher Jim Taglieroni goes out to the mound. Manager Mike Higgins in the dugout, hands in his hip pocket. Batting in the last of the eighth, tied with the White Sox at 2-2. The Orioles are batting in the last of seven. Washington just having scored six and leading 7-3. And Sal Magley comes out of the dugout. Walking out to the mound, and let's see if we have a pitching change or whether he... talking things over with the catcher and pitcher. Maybe his signal from the dugout before was the effect that we're going to bring you in. Now let's see now. Here is Johnny Stevens going out saying, Sal, what do you want to do? We're going to have a pitcher. Billy Muffet, after having pitched seven innings plus, nobody out in the eighth, allowed four hits. Walked one, struck out four. Has not allowed a run as yet.
And Mike Cornelis will be coming in. Mike Cornelis coming in to do the pitching. Managed to achieve only 8 base runners against Billy Muppet. And Muppet will get a hand now. Muppet departs, and Mike Cornelis comes in, making his 50th appearance of the season. He's won 7 games and lost 2. All of his appearances have been as a relief pitcher. He's worked 3 times against New York. Not involved in any of the decisions. Worked in 1 losing game, worked in 2 losing games, and in 1 winning game. He was credited with a 3-2 win over Baltimore August 14th in his last relief performance. He lost to them also 2 days before that in relief. Hanson just hit a home run for the Orioles. Meantime, we're all set to go. Cornelis has taken his 8 warm-up pitches. Here's Bob Serb, who flied to left, grounded to short, and was hit by a pitched ball. The Red Sox 2, the Yankees nothing. It's the 8th inning. Here's the pitch, and it's a curve over for a strike. Kent Hadley on 3rd base. Tony Kubek on 1st base. Cornelis ready, and the pitch, swung on, a ground ball hit through into right field, and here goes Kubek around 2nd to 3rd as Hadley crosses the plate, and it is 2-1. The throw comes back in from Clinton. Serve, grounds a single to right, they score Hadley and send Kubek to 3rd, and up comes Mantle, who grounded to 2nd and short and single to right. Wills and Sullivan warming up for the Red Sox now. Duke Maas and Duren for New York. Bill Scarron on deck. 2-1 Boston, 8th inning. Cornelis to the stretch. The pitch to Mantle. Swung on. There's a bouncer to 2nd. Runnels to Sutton for 1. Back to 1st. Double play, but the tying run scores. Sharp grounder to Ronald, turns it into the double play. Over to Button to work. As Kubek crosses the plate for the tying run. Up comes Bill Scarron now with 2 out, nobody on, 2 in, 2-2 ball game. Scarron, nothing for 3. Cornelis delivers, pitch is swung on and fouled back to the plate, out of play, strike 1. The Indians just scored in the 8th inning to lead the White Sox 3-2, and Chicago is now going to bat in the 9th inning. Garon grounded to short, to 3rd, safe on an error by Malzone, and took a 3rd strike. Mike Cornelis to the windup, the pitch to the Moose, and it's outside. Ball 1, 1-1. One pitch to Scarron. He swung at a ball. It hit the plate. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Tried to hold back, but couldn't. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two in, 2-2 in the eighth inning. Cornelius flips and Skarin swings and misses, strike three, and the side is retired. Two runs for New York, two hits, no Red Sox errors, and no one left on for the Yankees. The runs are charged to Muppet. At the end of 7.5 innings, the Yankees 2, the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat in the last half of the eighth inning with Jim Pagliarone, Luke Fenton, and Don Button, the scheduled batters. And Ryan Guerin is walking in from the bullpen. And why don't you walk on into the kitchen and get some of that crisp refresher, Ballantine beer. You know, to really refresh, a beer must deliver two things, lightness and flavor. And that's where the crisp refresher comes in. Because Ballantine beer is the light beer with true lager flavor. Ballantine proves the beer can be truly light and still give you the honest-to-goodness lager beer flavor you want. Now, that's crisp refreshment, the kind you get only with Ballantine beer. So, friends, pour yourself a tall, foaming glass of smooth, delicious Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. You'll enjoy Ballantine almost any time, and right now is a good time. Louis Arroyo, who relieved Stafford, worked two-thirds of an inning. Didn't allow any hits, walked one. Struck out one. Did not charge any runs. Stafford was charged with a two. Ryan Guerin coming in. And Ryan, throwing a few pitches, bounces one by the plate to the screen, which brings the roars to the crowd. I want to remind you about the Yankees being here tomorrow. We'll be on radio at 1:25. And then over the weekend, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday from Washington, both radio and television. The Yankees will be home next Tuesday night with the Chicago White Sox, and Wednesday afternoon, the 23rd and 24th. Final appearance of the Western teams at the stadium this year. Then on Friday night, the 26th, a scheduled night game has been rescheduled as a twilight doubleheader starting at 6 o'clock to make up for a washed-out game. And on Saturday afternoon, the single game has been rescheduled as a doubleheader starting at 2 o'clock because of previously a washed-out game. And the regularly scheduled doubleheader on Sunday the 28th. 26th and 27th are doubleheaders with Cleveland, and Sunday the 28th with Detroit. Then the Kansas City A's are in on August 30th, Tuesday night, and a doubleheader on Wednesday afternoon the 31st. There'll be plenty of baseball. I hope you'll be able to be there. Ryan Guerin continuing to loosen up. Jim Pagliarone standing alongside, looking the pitches over. Bobby Shantz starts to loosen up in the Yankee bullpen. And here's Jim Pagliarone. Single to left, grounded to the third twice. It's the last half of the eighth inning of a 2-2 ball game. Wills and Sullivan continue to loosen up for the Red Sox. Man, we've had these fingernail biters every day lately, haven't we? Phil said he'd have recovered 4 days earlier if it hadn't been for that. Jim Pagliarone, right-hand batter. Ryan Guerin to the windup, and his pitch swung on and missed strike one. Getting a sign from Howard. Swings to the windup. Here's the pitch. And it's in there. Strike two. Nothing in two. No balls. Two strikes. Every fielder tense, alert. At the ready. Guerin getting the sign. Into the windup. Here's the pitch to the right-hand batter. Swung on, foul back out of play. Count remains two strikes. Putting on a rally in the last of the seventh. Ray Moore has gone in to relieve Stobbs, who had gone in to relieve Lee. But right now, to the immediate business at hand, the windup by Duren, the pitch, and it's inside. Ball one, one and two. One ball, two strikes. Duren taking no time. Into the windup again, and the pitch is inside. Ball two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Duren swings to the windup. Around comes the right arm, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Aguirone strikes out. One down in the eighth of a 2-2 ball game. And here now is Luke Clinton. The Cleveland Indians defeated the Chicago White Sox 3-2. Clinton struck out twice and lined to left. Duren into the windup. In comes the pitch. The right-hand batter swings and misses. He might have foul-tipped it. It bounced off somebody's chest protector. I think it's the umpire. No balls, one strike. Yankees 2, Red Sox 2, last of the eighth. Duren delivers. The pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right of the plate. Out of play. At the end of seven innings, it's Washington 7, Baltimore 4. At Fenway Park, Yankees 2, Red Sox 2. It's the last half of the eighth inning. One out, nobody on. The batter, Luke Clinton. Ryan Duren in relief. Arroyo had relieved rookie Bill Stafford, who made the most impressive debut, giving up only two runs and eight hits in six and the third inning. Duren to the windup. Here's the pitch to Clinton. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And there are two away. Now Don Button. Grounded to second, beat out a roll of the third, and single to center. Duren checking with Howard. To the windup. Here's the pitch to Button, and it's low, ball one. New York 2, Boston 2, eighth inning. Sullivan Wills loosening up for the Red Sox, chance for New York. This is a swing inning. The home team at bat, tie ball game. Duren's pitch to Button, swung on and missed. Strike one, one and one. A crowd pleaser, just as have been most of the games we've been looking at lately. One ball, one strike. Duren leaning forward. Sutton digging in. The windup, here's the pitch. Swung on line to Bobby Richardson for the out, and the side retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of eight innings, New York, two runs, five hits, no errors, five left on. The Red Sox, two runs, eight hits, two errors, nine men left on. Scanning the scoreboard in the American League at the end of seven innings, Washington 7, Baltimore 4, Lee for Washington, Sobbs and Moore in the 7th, Fisher for Baltimore, Jones in the 7th, Walker in the 8th, Green homer for Washington, and for Baltimore, Hanson, Brandt and Pilarczyk in the 6th, Hanson in the 7th. The Cleveland Indians, trailing 2-0, scored 2 in the 7th and 1 in the 8th to beat the White Sox 3-2 with Johnny Klipstein in relief of Jim Perry in the 8th, the winner. Shaw started for the White Sox, Staley in the 7th was charged with a loss. Kansas City, Detroit, 2-2 at the end of 4.5 innings. Herbert and Larry. Cash homered 1-1 the first for the Tigers. National League today, Chicago shut out Los Angeles 1-0. Hobby beat Drysdale. Banks hitting his 34th homer in the last of the ninth to win it for the Cubs. Tonight, Pittsburgh 4, Philadelphia 3 at the end of 7 innings. Levine relieved Haddix in the 6th for the Pirates. Levine was picked up by the Pirates after Tigers then go. Chris Short relieved Johnny Buzhardt in the 6th for Philadelphia. Braves 5, Reds 4 into 3.5. Jay relieved Buell in the 4th for Milwaukee. Nuxall relieved O'Toole in the 1st for the Reds, and the Braves got 5. Robinson hit a 3-run homer in the 3rd for Cincinnati. Giants 4, Cards 1, end of 3 innings. Stanford and Sadecki, the pitchers. Alou homered in the 3rd, 2 on. Morin in the 2nd. Fans are buzzing a little bit. They just put that Washington-Baltimore score up there. Right now, Yogi Berra in the 9th inning. The pitch is in there for a strike. A 2-2 ball game. And you can hear, as you will always hear at this time of the year, with just weeks away to the end of the season, little buzzes about the scores on the board. The pitch to Yogi swung on. It's a fly ball into right. Clinton moving under it and makes the catch. We will be. Here's Elston Howard. Grounded to third, slide to left, and doubled to center. Mike Cornelius in relief of Billy Muffet. Retires Yogi Berra leading off in the 9th. The right-hander pitches to Howard. Strike one called. Yankees 2, Red Sox 2, 9th inning. Cornelius next pitch. It's outside for a ball, and Howard is following that one. That is to say, the ball was a breaking pitch away from him. He was leaning. Sometimes they make you lean and then straighten you up with one end tight. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on it, foul back. A 1-2 count. Cleet Boyer on deck. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and Howard swings and bounces at the third on one big hop. Malzone flips on to Wirtz in time. Two down in the 9th. And the batter now is Cleet Boyer, who singled to right, grounded to 2nd, and grounded to short into an odd double play. They trapped Howard between 2nd and 3rd, and he wound up being doubled trying to get to 2nd while they were retiring Howard. A 2-2 ball game, two outs, 9th inning. The pitch swung on, grounded foul down the third baseline. Strike one. No balls, one strike. In comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two, nothing in two. Mike Cornelius goes to the rosin bag. Now comes back upon the rubber. Gets the sign. Ahead of the hitter, no balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and Boyer swings and fouls it to the left of the plate. Count remains, nothing in two. two strikes. Now the delivery, and Boyer takes it outside, breaking pitch. One ball, two strikes. Tomorrow afternoon will be Gerbaugh and Brewer. Cornelius delivers, and Boyer swings and misses. Got him on his finger. Strike three, and the side's retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And Mike Cornelius made short work of the Yankees in the first of the ninth. He faced six men, gave up one hit. That one hit. Tomorrow afternoon will be Gerbaugh and Brewer. Cornelius delivers, and Boyer swings and misses. Got him on his finger. Strike three, and the side's retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And Mike Cornelius made short work of the Yankees in the first of the ninth. He faced six men, gave up one hit. That one hit drove in the tying run. At the end of 8.5 innings, New York 2 and the Red Sox 2.
This is Quality Modern, WOKO, 1460 on your radio dial in Albany, New York, 26 minutes before 11 o'clock.
Christopher Pressure, and listen to something at baseball's lighter side. A famous manager had a rookie pitcher who had, he had no control at all. He went out to the mound one day and said, ain't you got any more control than that? And the rookie said, well, I usually do, Skipper, but I'm kind of nervous today. Can't keep my hands dry. So the manager hauled out a rosin bag and said, well, use this. Maybe it'll dry your hands. And after a few throws, the rookie was wilder than ever. The manager came out and said, well, didn't that rosin bag help? And the rookie said, I don't know. I couldn't get it open. See, that's an inside joke. Anyway, tell you, I bet if it was a bottle of Ballantine, he'd have gotten it open. All right. You see, Ballantine proves the beer can be truly light and still give you all the downright delicious lager beer flavor you want. You'll enjoy the crisp refreshers, the light beer with true lager flavor. And then there was the time the fellow looked for the key to the pitcher's box, you know. Mike Cornelius will be first up in the last of the ninth. With Runnels and Tasby to follow as we move into the sudden death situation. New York 2, Boston 2. Cornelius is not a bad hitting pitcher. He's at 4-for-10. Duren, who came on in the eighth inning, ready to work, into the windup, and the pitch to Cornelius, swung on it, missed strike one. Boy, did he take a cut. I'll tell you one thing, if he'd have connected, we'd have been saying goodnight right now. He had the fans buzzing. He wound up on that. No balls, one strike. As we said a moment ago, he's a good hitting pitcher, 4-for-10. And the delivery. It's in there, strike two, nothing and two. Red Sox 2, last of the ninth. During the end of the windup, here's the pitch to Cornelius. Swings and misses, strike three, and there's one away. Three strikeouts for Duren, the four man he's faced. Here's Pete Runnels, Willie Tasby on deck. Runnels grounded to first, hits to the box, no double play, line to center, and beat out a punt to third. Hitting 307. Outfield moves to the left for Ronald. Occasionally he'll pull a ball, but he hits a lot to the left, left center. Duren into the windup. The pitch to Ronald. hits him, therefore strike. Nothing in one. No balls, one strike. One out, nobody on. Yankees 2, Red Sox 2. It's the last half of the ninth. Duren swings to the windup. In comes the pitch, and Runnels takes it. The ball gets in between Howard and Runnels all the way to the screen. A 1-1 count. One ball, one strike. Looks in to get his sign. Swings to the windup. Around comes the right arm, and the pitch swung on, foul back to the left of the plate, out of play, into the lower stand. A 1-2 count on Pete Runnels. Hitting 307. Again with the windup. Now the pitch, and Runnels takes it low for a ball. 2-2. Runnels asks the plate umpire to look the ball over. Stevens does. It's all right. Jim Gentile just hit a home run for Baltimore in the eighth inning. Nobody on. They've had four homers. Brandt and Pilarczyk in the sixth. Hanson in the seventh. Gentile in the eighth. So it's at least 7-5 right now. Orioles still batting in the eighth. 7-5 for Washington leading. Two balls, two strikes on Ronald's last of the ninth. One out, nobody on. Score tied 2-2. Duren's delivery. Swung on, hit foul, out of play down the left field line. Duren, who came on in the eighth inning, getting the sign from Elston Howard. Again to the windup. Here's the pitch, and Runnels swings and fouls it off again, out of play to the left of the plate. Just trying to meet the ball, shortening his swing. The ball coming in with that velocity, you don't have to hit quite that hard, extra hard to get it to go at the left field, the necessary distance. Guarding that plate. Now Howard's out there talking to Duren for a moment. Gus Triandos just did a home run for the Orioles in the eighth inning. That's at least 7-6. Five home runs. Two balls, two strikes. A.D. Runnels at bat, last of the ninth of a 2-2 ball game. Here's Duren's delivery. High ball three, 3-2. The Orioles hit five home runs in three innings. Full count on Runnels. Getting his sign. Swings to the windup, and the pitch. Swung on, hit back through the middle for a base hit. Mantle up the ball. Runnels is on with a single to center. Right back through the box. Duren went down, but couldn't come up to the ball. It went right on through. So the Red Sox get a runner aboard with one out. Here's Willie Tasby with Williams on deck. Tasby single to center, walked twice, and grounded to short. Last of the ninth, a 2-2 ball game. Now Shantz is up to throw again. Duren to the stretch. And the pitch. It's bunted out in front of the plate. Duren up with it. Throw it to first base. On to second goes Runnels. Sansby sacrifices the potential winning run in the scoring position. Ted Williams is coming up. And Wirtz to follow. So the manager got some choice, but say this, it goes without saying that in his history, Ted Williams has been one of the all-time greatest hitters, but Vic Wirtz has been quite a great clutch hitter. So we got first base open, Williams up, Ronald's on second, two outs, and Wirtz to follow. You may remember last year when Wirtz hit Duren to win a game. So let's see if he pitches to Ted. Apparently he is. Here's the delivery. It's outside for a ball. One ball, no strike. Hit to the box, single, grounded short and walk. Now Howard goes out to the mound to talk to Duren. Mike Higgins has got the man he wants to have up. Now Casey goes out. Casey walking out now to talk to Duren with Howard. Has had to say he has just about said it and he's leaving. Second, Williams on first. Two down, last of the ninth. Yankees 2, Red Sox 2. And Casey's come out of the dugout now. And he may be bringing in Bobby Chan. Gave up one hit on an intentional pass in an inning and two-thirds. Struck out three. Fans are getting on Bobby a little bit because he refused the ride. Chances coming in, and we'll pause for station identification.
Quality Modern, WOKO, 1460 on your radio dial in Albany, New York. It's 13 minutes before 11 o'clock.
Ryan Duren departing. Bobby Sands is coming in. This is Bobby's 31st appearance. Bobby will not be the pitcher of record unless the game goes extra innings. Shanty warming up with quick work. Getting ready to bat. Pittsburgh beats Philadelphia 5-3. Red Sox have Pete Reynolds on second base, Williams on first. Score tied 2-2. It's the last of the ninth. All right, here we are. Pick works up. Two away. By chance, here's the pitch. It swung on and fouled off the left of the plate. Strike one. No balls, one strike. Runners lead away. The pitch to work. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Nothing in two. No balls. Two strikes. Pete Reynolds on second base. Williams is on first. But Reynolds is the man that counts and works two and chance. 2-2, last of the ninth, two outs. Two strikes, the stretch by Bobby. Here's the pitch, and works. Takes a curve, low and away, ball one, one and two. One ball, two strikes. Works shortened on the bat just a little bit. Guarding that plate. Trying to meet the ball. Bobby into the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on. There's the ground ball. And Richards is up with it. Goes to scoring in time on a great play. A game-saving play. He went out on the grass in right field and came up with that ball. Scooping it in right field. As Yogi comes in, he gives a little friendly pat to Ted Williams, who had moved on down to second. Phil. That was a game saver.
Man, looked like a base hit all the way, Mel. Boy, what a play.
And we go into the 10th inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left on. Bobby Richardson, who was playing back deep, had to angle back on the grass and toward the line and couldn't afford to have booted that one. Had he gotten the glove on and booted, as it was, he was... fortunate in coming up with it, but through his adroitness and speed moved over as he poked quickly on the ball and took a base hit away from Vic Wirtz to keep this ball game still alive. And at the end of nine innings of play, it's 2-2. The Yankees, two runs, five hits, no errors, and five left on. The Red Sox, two runs, nine hits, two errors, and 11 men left on base. We're ready now to move into the first of the 10th and ready to participate with you in some of the drama.
The scooter. He'll resume.
Okay, Mel, and you talk about drama and action. We've got it in this ball game. Bobby Richardson, who made that game-saving play there, leads off in the top of the 10th. The pitch to Bobby is low outside, ball one. Richardson struck out, bounced to third, and lined to first. Mike Fornelli shot on the mound. Right hand already. Curve is on the outside corner, strike one, one and one. 2-2 in the top of the 10th inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It's low outside, ball two, two and one. Bobby Shen is due to be the next batter. And then Tony Kubek, who is on deck, will follow Shen. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Inside, ball three, three and one. Wills and Sullivan, left-hander and a right-hander, loosening up for the Red Sox. The 3-1 pitch is low inside, ball four. Richardson leads off with a walk here on the top of the 10th. Here comes Bobby Shen. Bobby has 1-for-8 this year, batting 125. Bats him right-handed. Frank Malzone moves way in at third. Richardson leads off first. Here's the stretch. The pitch is bunted up in the air, and the catcher makes the play. In foul territory, Pagliarone caught Shan's attempted punt. Shan pops out to the catcher, trying to sacrifice this one away. Richardson holds it first. Here's Tony Kubek, who walks, struck out line to center, and then single right to keep the Yankee rally going in the eighth inning when the Yankees scored the 2 runs to tie the ball game. Tony has also scored 1 run. Pete Runnels runs in from second base to chat with Fornelli. One away. On deck is Bob Sir. Go to first base, Richardson back. Here's the stretch. Another throw to first, Richardson back. Billy Muffet walked only 2 men, but one of the men he walked scored. Ken Hadley pinch hitting in the eighth inning, led off with a walk, came around to score. Richardson a big lead. The pitch to Kubek, outside, ball one. Bill Stafford started this ball game for the Yankees. The youngster in his first outing as a big leaguer pitched real good baseball, giving up just 8 hits and 2 runs, but he was not hit hard. Another throw to first, Richardson back. Cornelius keeping an eye on Bobby at first. Mike sets again. Another throw to first, Richardson back. 4 times that Cornelius is thrown over there. The pitch is line foul in the seat down the left field line. 1-1. Man, those Orioles are really having the bottom of the eighth inning down in Baltimore. They've already hit 2 homers, Gentile and Triandos. So that makes it 7-6, but the Senators are really using pitchers trying to stop the Orioles. 1-1 the count. Pitch is the base hit to left field. Richardson will hold at second base. Williams up with the ball. Kubek punched that ball between third and short with Malzone playing him in. And the Yankees have runners at first and second with one out here in the top of the 10th. And the batter, Bob Sir. Sir single a right to drive in a run in the eighth inning. Now the Red Sox catcher out talking with the pitcher in the mound. As Pitcher steps into the batter's box. Kubik at first, Richardson at second. With one out, the score tied 2-2. Cleveland has defeated the White Sox 3-2. Pitch to serve is hit on the ground to the shortstop. Button to Reynolds for one. Back to first, and he throws it in the dugout to one corner score. Boy, Kubik really took Reynolds out. Reynolds is on the ground. Just as Pete was going to throw that ball, Kubik slid into him and knocked him right down to the ground. And as a result, Reynolds' throw went into the Red Sox dugout, allowing Richardson to score. Jack Fadden, the trainer for the Red Sox, is out there. And the Yankees take a 3-2 lead. Serve ends up at second base. It goes as a fourth play from short to second. But as Kubik slid in and broke up the double play, it was a hard, clean slide into Reynolds, who got the ball late. And as he pivoted to throw the ball to first base, Kubik hit him just before he released the ball. The ball went high over Wirth's head right into the Red Sox dugout on a fly. They're helping Reynolds to his feet. Pete was just shaken up on the play, but that's always a tough play for the second baseman as he comes across the bag and has to turn to throw with that runner coming down from first base, and Kubik can run. Tony did not intentionally try to hurt Reynolds. It was a hard, clean slide in second base. He did not hit him with a spike. Reynolds is up now, shaking it off. Richardson, who walks, comes in to score, and the Yankees lead 3-2 here in the top of the 10th. And Reynolds is coming out, and Pumpsy Green is going in. Reynolds keeps flexing his right leg as he walks off the diamond, helped by the Red Sox trainer Jack Fadden. It looked like a perfect double play ball. It was hit hard, a little bit in the hole. And had Reynolds been able to get rid of the ball, he'd have had a double play. So, the Yankees take the lead 3-2. Serve is at second. There's no RBI on that play. The Orioles tied up that ball game with three runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's now 7-7 at the end of eight innings. Stock pitching for Baltimore. Here's Mickey Mantle, who bounced to second, rounded to short, single to right, and then hit into a double play. One of the Yankee runs scored as a result of Mantle hitting with double play, and this one as a result of an error by Reynolds. Cornelius stretches the pitch to Mantle, is hit high in the air to straightaway center. Willie Tasby is moving back. He's got plenty of room, pounds the glove under it, and makes the catch. But the damage is done as the Yankees score in the top of the 10th inning. One run, one hit, one Red Sox error, one man left. The score at the end of 9.5 innings, the Yankees 3 and the Red Sox 2. And that run, by the way, is unearned because of the error. Exciting ball game like this, say, I hope you got some Ballantine beer handy. You know, Ballantine's a light beer with true lager flavor. And that's what makes it the crisp refresher. So right now, treat your thirst to some ice-cold Ballantine beer. This has been a very exciting ball game. Take a look at these other scores. Playing the ninth inning, Washington 7 and the Orioles 7. Green homered for Washington. Brandt, Palacic, Hanson, Gentile, and Triandos have homered for the Orioles. It's Clevenger against Stock. Cleveland defeated Chicago 3-2. Klipstein to win is Staley to lose it. Detroit leads Kansas City 3-2 at the end of six. Cash homered in the first with one on. Cubs defeated the Dodgers 1-0 as Banks hit his 34th homer in the ninth to win it. Hoppy the winner, Drysdale to lose him. Pittsburgh defeated the Phillies 5-3. Haddix the winner. Levine relieved in the sixth and shut out the Phillies for three innings. Buzz Hart the loser, short in the sixth. Milwaukee leads Cincinnati 5-4 at the end of six. Jay against Nuxall. Frank Robinson homered in the third with two on. The Giants lead St. Louis 6-3 at the end of 4.5. Sherman Jones for the Giants. Klein for the Cardinals. Alou homered in the third with two on. And Morin in the second with nobody on for the Cardinals. Frank Malzone leading off. He has bounced to short three times and bounced to third once. 3-2, the Yankees lead. Bottom of the 10th. Bobby Shands in relief. Sends in a curve. It's over strike one call. Bobby into the windup. Another curve. This one's low. One and one. Now it scoops it out of the dirt. The wind, which has been blowing, has just about stopped the flag hanging straight down in center field. That could be a factor in the ball game here in the bottom of the 10th. The 1-1 pitch is line to left field, a base hit. Serve is up with the ball and fires it into Kubek. Malzone rounds first and holds on, and boy, he belted a high fastball like a bullet. Hit number one off Shands. And that's the 10th hit for the Red Sox, and here's the catcher, Jim Faglioni. Single to left, bounced to third twice and struck out. Big 6'3" catcher. Looking down at Billy Herman for a sign. Scarron is holding first against Malzone. And now Paglioni calls time to talk with Billy Herman, the third base coach, and how it takes his time to go out to the mound, talk with Bobby Shands. Now they've got these signs straightened out. Boyer comes over to join the huddle with Howard and Shands on the mound. Red Sox trailing 3-2 in the bottom of the 10th inning. Bobby checks the sign from Howell. Here's the stretch. Pitch is on the outside corner for a call strike. Boyer is back at third. That's a big effort when you have a great fielding pitcher like Bobby Shands on the mound. Scarron now comes over from first base to talk with Bobby. Can cover anywhere from the pitcher's box to the third base foul line to the first base foul line. He's like a cat out on the mound. Stretch by Bobby. The pitch, he squares around, busts it, foul down the first base line. Strike two. Nothing in two. The count on Paglioni. Yankees have had just six base hits, but they've made them count. They lead 3-2. The Red Sox have 10 hits. Malzone leads off first. The stretch. The curve is in the dirt. Ball one. Nice play by Howard as he came up with that curve ball. Bobby stretches. Curve swung and a miss. Strike three. First strikeout for Shands as he got the curveball by the catcher. Here's Lou Clinton, who struck out three times in line to left field. Wild. On deck is Don Button. Takes a long look down at Billy Herman, the third base coach. Malzone with a short lead off first base. Here's the stretch. The curve is hit high in the air to straightaway center field. Mantle going back. He's under it, though. Got the room and makes the catch in deep center. Man, it's a good thing he didn't pull that one. The furthest part of the park flies out to Mantle in deep center field for the second out. Howard wanted to call time, but the plate umpire says no, not until Bobby Shands gets to the mound. The ball was in play. It had been relayed in from the outfield. So Howard did not get time called by plate umpire Johnny Stevens. He's out there talking with Shands. There's Don Button, who is 2-for-4, steps in. He bounced to second, had 2 singles, and in line to second base. 2 outs. The Red Sox down to their last out. They trail 3-2 in the bottom of the 10th. Malzone, who opened the inning with a single, is at first. Stretch by Shands. Curve is swung and a missed, strike one. On deck is Pumpsy Green, but the pitcher is due to be the next batter. Green filling in for Runnels, who was injured on the play at second base when Kubek slid into him. Stretch by Shands. Curve is popped in the air by second base. Richardson right there. And Kubek makes the play and the ball game is over. And the Yankees really win a thriller. For the Red Sox in the bottom of the 10th, no runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, one man left. The Yankees win it in 10 innings, 3-2. And we sure hope you enjoy this game. And right now, Mel and I are going to help ourselves with something we know you'll enjoy. The crisp, refresher Valentine beer. The light beer with true lager flavor. That's Valentine. Hell, that was a dandy, wasn't it?
Yes, Bill, it followed the pattern of the games that we've been having, and I'm delighted you got in on some of the excitement that you have been watching at home these last few days.
Yeah.
It has gotten to the point where, for example, the last 3 ball games, every pitch has meant something. You get into games sometimes where every pitch doesn't as such, but every pitch for the last 3 ball games has meant everything in the world. Well, in fact, the last 4 when we had that little short second game of doubleheader or something.
Well, let's see. We got the totals in this ball game. For the New York Yankees to win it, 3 runs on just 6 hits, no errors, and 6 men left. For the Red Sox, 2 runs on 10 hits, 2 errors, and 12 men left. The winning pitcher is Bobby Shands in relief. His record, 4 wins, 3 defeats. The loser is Mike Cornelius in relief. His record, 7 wins, 3 defeats. The Yankees now lead Chicago by a game and a half. That's New York's 18th one-run win. They have lost 16. And the 4th extra inning win for the Yankees, and they've lost 7.
Well, that winds up another Valentine baseball broadcast. And now this is Bob Delaney saying that's all.